You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So a lot of things going on this morning. There is a crazy video out of Alec Baldwin in New York City. He's at a coffee shop and he's standing at the counter. There's no one else in there. And then a woman whips her phone out and says, "Alec Baldwin, you killed somebody. Say free Palestine. Say free Palestine. Say it one time. You killed somebody." I mean, it was wild.
Yeah, she's rude and trash.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she's hoping to win anybody over to her side, but the entire internet's like, I don't like Alec Baldwin, but what you did is extremely rude.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have a side, most likely. All of this, these pro-terrorist protests and all that stuff are being organized and funded by outside people. So they're just there, just doing a job. Most of them don't even know what the situation is. They're just being paid by, you know, these outside protest organizers and things.
Yeah, here's part of this.
Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time?
Yeah.
Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I mean, she's just lying. Because no jail time? He's about to go on trial in June. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec. Nobody innocent is in jail. Shut up, lady. You're trash.
Yeah, right. So finally, he had enough, and he was holding the door open for her after the employee said, please leave. And she didn't leave, so he held the door open for her, and then finally, you could see his face tighten up, and he does what Alec Baldwin sometimes does, and he swats her phone out, and the phone goes down to the ground. So I'm sure she will.
I don't blame him a bit. She's,
it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's horrible.
But you see, she's proving she knows nothing about the issues.
Right.
She's just her goal out there trying to get a rise out of something, just, you know, yelling what she's told to yell.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild scene over there. Tom Brady is going to get roasted on Netflix. Netflix is trying out a bunch of different live events. So is Tom Brady a good person to roast? Is he a good roast?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have a good time with it, you know.
Donald Trump was a great roast because everybody was kind of like poking fun at him and he could take a joke. But like Tom Brady, he's still kind of, I don't know.
I think Tom Brady's he's probably got a pretty good sense of humor about himself.
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm waiting on though. Netflix is doing another live event. I think it's May 4th or so. In May, Cat Williams live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Cat Williams is going to do a live a Saturday night stand-up show. Yeah, I want to see that.
I hope it's good.
I don't like those roasts.
Oh, no, you're not a roast fan?
I'm kind of over the roast. I'm kind of tired of them. You've seen the jokes.
And because the people don't really, when they started the Dean Martin roast, they were all friends and they knew the person and all that. Now it's just like bring up insult comedians and other celebrities that insult comics write jokes for. And it's just like how far we can go and how nasty can we be.
How mean can I be to this person?
It's uncomfortable. It's not, to me, it's lowbrow comedy.
Not a fan.
Nah.
Not a fan. Today is National Picnic Day. As an adult, would you like to go on a picnic date? Is that something that's appealing to you guys?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Not me.
No.
Ace does go on picnic dates.
He does?
With his wife.
He did recently, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
We ended up not going because the weather was bad, but we were planning on one, yeah.
A picnic, really? A picnic a basket. So happy National Picnic Day. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
There's a relationship that possibly hangs in the balance from the information you are going to share in today's edition of Group Therapy, all because of what one lady hears when her boyfriend is in the shower. Wait until you find out what it is that she hears. That is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Taking Mother's Day to the next level. You want to win something cool for your mom? You can do it right now. Riggins, explain how they can win with Ace TJ Rewards.
Yeah, all you do is download the Ace and TJ app at acetj.com/app or in your app store and play Ace TJ Prime Rewards. It's totally free. And yeah, we got great prizes.
Yeah, we're giving away a signature spa experience package at the Hyatt Centric South Park in Charlotte. Overnight accommodations, choice of 1 hour massage or facial at Palestra Boutique Spa next to the hotel. You can take home customized body polish, sleeping eye mask, and you get late checkout at the hotel after at 1 o'clock. So you can sleep as long as you want to.
That's the best part. Cool. That mask.
So download the app, get all the free stuff on there, and play Ace TJ Rewards in order to win.
It's Tuesday. The doctors are in. This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ Show.
Okay. This will be fun. You can always DM us for group therapy. And a lot of people have DM'd us lately. We're running probably, I don't know, we've got three or four kind of stockpiled here. So have patience. We're doing the best we can. We might start taking some to social media this week. But here we go. Here's today's edition of group therapy. I can't wait to read this to y'all. I have noticed that a few times lately, I can hear my boyfriend crying when he takes a shower. I have asked him if he's okay, and he says he wasn't crying. He tells me I must be hearing things because he isn't crying in the shower. I am, all caps, positive that I have heard him crying. I understand that he doesn't want me to know, but this has started to impact how I feel about him. It's a turnoff. Hearing a man sob gives me the ick, and it's making me rethink this relationship. I am desperate to understand what is happening, but I'm also not sure there is a reason he can give that will make the crying acceptable. I might never feel the same about him again. I sometimes cry because I feel vulnerable and overwhelmed, but I'm a girl. I'm supposed to cry in the shower and anywhere else. How can he be a protector when he's crying? Am I wrong for feeling this way? Do I tell him how this is impacting me, or will that make it worse? Can I ever feel the same about him again? Any advice you can give is helpful. So, according to her, he is in the shower several times lately, sobbing. She hears him. She asks, why are you crying? And he says, I'm not crying. He was hearing things. I'm not crying.
I'm not crying. Mm-hmm.
And it's a turnoff. I love this sentence. Hearing a man sob gives me the ick. And it's making me rethink this relationship.
I don't like her. She shouldn't be making fun of this dude.
Yeah. Rob, maybe he's in there watching some sort of an animated show in the shower like you do and you cry.
Maybe he's thinking about Spider-Man when all three of his Spider-Men came together.
Yeah.
There's no telling.
There's plenty of good reasons to cry in the shower, okay?
Do you cry in the shower, Rob?
No, not in the shower. I cry everywhere else, though.
Okay.
I cry when I get out of the shower and I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. You talk about sobbing.
What happened to me?
So at the Ace TJ Show, what do you think? Is she wrong for feeling this way, that it's turning her off from him and this relationship? Should she tell him, hey, this is weird. It's really turning me off from this relationship. Or will that just make it worse? Is it possible she can turn it around and feel the same way for him, or is it pretty much gone? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your reaction to today's group therapy next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Right, today's group therapy comes from a girlfriend who says she's noticed a few times lately that she can hear her boyfriend crying when he takes a shower. She's asking if he's okay. He says he wasn't crying. He tells me I must be hearing things because he isn't crying in the shower. She goes, I am all caps positive I heard him crying. Long story short, she says this has changed how she feels about him. Hearing a man sob gives me the ick, and it's making me rethink this relationship. She said, am I wrong for feeling this way? Do I tell him how this is impacting me, or will that make it worse? Can I ever feel the same about him? Because she says it makes her feel as if he can't protect her. Wow, a lot of people have already responded to this on our social media, and they are not on her side.
What?
The overwhelming majority of people against her. For example, Amy said, well, first, a woman that can't handle a man crying is not a woman. That's what's wrong with society and what makes men feel they can't cry. I personally think it means he's a real man.
No, it doesn't.
He feels, and that means he can protect you. You don't know what he is truly feeling. And goes on that you should stay strong and talk to him about it. Sharika says, yes, you are wrong to feel it's unacceptable for a man to cry. You are wrong to say no matter what, it's not okay. This is why men suffer in silence. He isn't opening up to you because he knows you don't have the emotional capacity to be a safe space for him to be vulnerable.
Yeah. They're completely backwards on that, these two women's.
Well,
because
all the women are backwards.
There's a difference in a man crying because of the birth of his child or because of the death of somebody that's close to him, and there's another thing if he's just sobbing in the shower. I mean,
Michelle said
that's not. Yeah, she's right. How is he going to protect her?
Michelle said maybe you're the reason he's crying.
Maybe that's what I was going to say. Wonder what she's done to make him cry like that. But either way. Yeah. He shouldn't be in the shower just sobbing and pretending like he's not.
He obviously doesn't feel as if he can talk to you, and I feel badly for him that he can't be vulnerable with the person he's in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Men are allowed to cry. I mean, this goes on and on and on. Girls who think it's not okay for a man to sob give me the ick.
Yeah.
You have two problems. One, he won't communicate with you. The second one is you, according to Beth. Mm-hmm. Amber, he's human too. Melissa, he probably won't tell you because he knows you think it's a turnoff. You're totally wrong.
Yeah, well, what if their men were doing it? Would they be like, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. Let me come and help you. And I don't think so. They'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You didn't have to work and then come home and clean the house and run after these kids all day.
But
why are you crying? I ought to be the one crying.
But we've already gotten like 60-something comments, and it's all women saying, you're the problem. He deserves better than you.
Is there a single woman that's like, yeah, you're right, leave? Or is it exclusively like, you're messed up, lady?
No. I'm going through these as fast as I can. You should see a therapist about why men having emotions is a turnoff. You are wrong to feel this way. You're the problem. You're not a girl. You're a witch. These are all women saying this to another woman about this.
I bet when she brought it up to him, she's like, were you in there crying?
It doesn't matter. He doesn't need to be just sobbing in the shower every night.
Yeah.
He's got issues, and she can't depend on him.
Well, but overwhelmingly, people say it's her problem.
Yeah, well, they're overwhelmingly wrong, all of them.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
There is a story that's out today that really bothers me. And I don't know this person. I'm not a huge fan of this person. I just think he happens to be a nice guy. And I think this is terrible and needs to be discussed. The internet is a brutal, mean, nasty place at times. It can also be pretty awesome. Not in this case. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny. Now, like I said, I don't know Jelly Roll's music. I'm vaguely familiar with it. I'm not a huge fan. I just hear stuff. Go, oh, that's pretty cool. But I think he seems like a really nice guy. I don't know him. TJ's met him. I've never met him. I don't know anything about him. But he seems like a really cool guy.
He's great.
Jelly Roll's wife said on her podcast that Jelly Roll has stopped using social media because of all the negative stuff that he reads about his weight. She said, quote, "My husband is off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his effing weight. And that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. He doesn't show it to you guys, but it hurts him," end quote. She goes on to talk about people send him mean, nasty messages about how big he is and about being fat and that they're just rude. And it hurts his feelings because he's a very sensitive person. And I know he's lost 70 pounds since January and still hasn't. Mm-hmm. He said he wants to lose another 100 pounds, but he was so excited to share his 70-pound weight loss the other day. But think about that. He's not bothering you. He's not bothering anybody. He's aware that he's overweight.
Yeah.
Why you feel the need to send him a nasty message telling him, hey, you're fat? You're a horrible person. I don't know him. He just seems like a really sweet, kind guy. And if that's the kind of thing that people are doing to him, I just thought it was a great lesson to just think about what you're doing sometimes.
Yeah, and that's different even than when people say that stuff to me, because I'm being critical of other people and I'm throwing shots out myself. You know, insulting someone maybe or giving a bad review of something or whatever. But he doesn't. He doesn't do all that. He's just, Mr. Happy-go-lucky, Mr. Inspirational person. And they come after him. It sucks.
I just thought it was really terrible, but maybe a lesson. That, hey, just be a little more kind to people, or at least give a second thought and go, do I really need to send this person I don't know a mean message? Because it wasn't like he was out going, F skinny people. Right. He's just doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about it. And if you still want to send it, then send it. But think about it first.
And if it's really funny.
Right.
Not saying don't do it, but do think about it. Because sometimes you will do that. You'll write a nasty thing. You might save it in the drafts for a little bit. Come back a couple days later. You're like, you know what? I'm still upset. I'm going to send it. I'm just kidding.
Well, I think it's okay if they've given you a reason to be upset.
Yeah, right.
But if you're just sitting home and decide, you know what? I wonder if Jelly Roll knows how fat he is. I'm going to send him a nasty message today to tell him you're fat.
He's a little too full of himself. He's, I need to bring him down a peg or two.
He's not happy. Out there bragging about anything.
He's happy and I'm not, so let me go after him. I mean,
what a scumbag you are if you do that.
So, I don't know, just a little something to think about. But as Regan said, just
think about it.
Still send it, but just think about it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Taylor Swift effect in full effect coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So there are obviously protests happening on college campuses nationwide. 50 people arrested at Yale yesterday. A bunch of people arrested, I think, at Columbia. So there's a lot going on in the world right now. And people are uneasy. People are feeling it. So those are some of the biggest stories. Columbia, Harvard, Yale.
Communist.
I think all the Ivy Leagues are dealing with it.
And it's all Israel-Palestine related, right? Every bit of it is all these pro-Palestinians that are coming out on the campuses, and that's causing a tremendous amount of problems. And I think I saw where one rabbi has told the Jewish students at Columbia, like,
don't go back.
Go home. Don't go back. Don't go back. You're not safe.
Yeah.
Don't go back. And they're
that's scary. Mm-hmm.
They made a human chain to block them from try to block them from going to class. Mm-hmm. They go, it's like the segregated South was. Well, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. On college campuses where you're supposed to be able to, you know, do what you want.
Yeah.
They're going to have to start cracking some heads. That's what's going to need to happen. But they're not going to do it in these cities and states. I mean, there's a reason they don't do this at the University of Alabama.
Right.
You know, because they'll get that head cracked is what will happen.
That's exactly
what. And people are not going to put up with that excrement.
So the Lakers and LeBron are trending. It's obviously playoffs.
Oh, tough playoffs. Loss. Tough loss for the Lakers last night. Oh, Jamal Murray hit a shot. Literally, it went in after the buzzer went off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy scene.
Yeah.
And then Zach Wilson, in other sports news, Zach Wilson, the quarterback for the New York Jets, is allegedly going to get traded to the Broncos. So do people like him?
I think they think, oh, he's a good guy, but he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
He's not big enough or he's not fast enough, strong enough.
You want to hear something that'll give you chills, though? I don't want to backtrack a minute. Just the sound from this Denver Lakers game last night. I know we're not a sports show.
What?
But listen, this is what I love about this so much. Listen to the level of excitement at this. Here we go. You ready?
With the timeout, we are tied.
I love it. Don't call it.
Wait for the crowd. Here it comes.
Worst can happen. We go.
This is so incredible.
Murray makes a move.
That explosion of sound, and people just went crazy when that happened. Like, that's exciting to me.
And where was that?
Denver.
Okay.
That's a feel-good day right there.
Yeah, for sure.
You should be more excited about your day after that, because I am.
Yeah. See, and that's the way.
Now.
That's how differently we look at the world, Ace. That just sounds to me like a bunch of cheering liberals in Denver.
They can't just be basketball fans.
No, it's just a bunch of cheering leftists, socialists, Marxists.
Yeah.
And I don't like for them to be happy.
You know what? That audio has depressed me now.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing the national anthem of Soviet Union in my head.
Terrible. Stupid. And then Taylor Swift has been sharing reviews of her album on her Instagram story, including the author's names of the articles, because there was that story out that the publication did not include the author's name for fear of death threats. But it turns out Kim Kardashian has lost over 100,000 followers in a couple days, and people believe it's because Taylor Swift has included that what they're calling a diss track. I think people are unfamiliar with the term diss track. That's why it's being used so often.
Yeah.
Wasn't a diss track. Nas does diss tracks. Drake does diss tracks. Taylor Swift does not. But either way, Kim Kardashian is feeling the heat, lost a bunch of followers, and that's what's now trending.
You are cordially invited to a hobo barbecue. We'll tell you what that is and how you can be there on time coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how- how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Griggins,
yes.
When you were living in the uptown in the dangerous city, and you would encounter homeless people, did you ever see any of them doing anything that was like innovative or some sort of a, you know, well, now that's pretty smart, making do with what you got or anything that's like that? Or were they just like yelling, let me have a bite of that sandwich?
Which did happen.
That's a fabulous question. Nothing's coming to mind. I'm sure it's out there, like ingenuity,
yeah, you
know, out in the streets.
Well, this guy in California, in Santa Monica, got arrested for, I think, something brilliant, MacGyver-like. He had a shopping cart, as they all do. And inside the main compartment of the shopping cart, he had a bunch of wood piled up in there. And the wood was flaming. It was on fire. It was burning. And he's pushing this shopping cart down the sidewalk, and he's got a metal chair inside of the shopping cart, and on the seat part of the metal chair, the little railing, rack of that, he has put a bunch of meat tied to a sword as a skewer, and he's barbecuing that meat, pushing his shopping cart down the street. And can you believe they arrested him for that? And he was trying to, get the flames going as we were trying to fuel the flames by pouring some Bud Light on them. And I guess he didn't quite understand that beer doesn't flame up the same way that, I don't know, a brandy would or something like that, or some sort of an alcohol, straight alcohol.
So he has a mobile barbecue grill of sorts.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Now, I don't know where he got the meat, but this picture of it looks delicious. Can y'all see enough of that to know that just looks absolutely delicious?
Angle it down. Angle it down.
It looks phenomenal.
Wow.
What does he need? Why does he need the chair?
Yeah, the chair.
If he
is,
has the sword, though, why not tie him off to the sword and hang it so the meat hangs over the open flame?
Well, it is hanging over the open flame because the chair has, it's basically a grate for him to put it on, because if he just rested it, the meat would drop down into the flame.
Okay, yeah. Okay, got it.
So he's actually you call him an outdoor culinarian?
Yeah.
Because he's doing I think he's doing a fantastic job here.
The Gordon Ramsay of the streets. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I know.
That's wild.
And when the police pulled up to talk to him, he just took off running like all great chefs do.
He left his barbecue and took off running.
So, and they ended up charging him with possession of stolen property because of the shopping cart.
Oh, the cart.
Couldn't they charge all of them with that? They all have that.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
They are expensive. I found that out working in the grocery store. They're very expensive.
Yeah. That's why they spend all that money to get them fixed instead of buying new ones.
Man.
So, I don't know. Maybe you can recreate that at home. May add a little flavor to your barbecue. Mm. Send that into meat church or whatever that thing's called.
That's crazy.
All right. A real good feel-good story that's being reported all over the place. But I have a little bit of a negative spin on it. So we'll do that next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yeah, it is. Sure is. What do you kids say, Ace? Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it
That's
twisted.
That's what your kids say.
That's what it is.
Or is it, don't sleep on it? What is it?
I said, don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
All right. Well, there's a couple. This is in the good news section. I don't know if you covered this morning, Ace, in the good news reports that you do on the app and all that.
Yeah.
But this couple in England named Jack and Brownwin.
Yes, this is a sweet story. Do not grab on this story.
This is what the article says. They first met as babies in the hospital 30 years ago after they were both born premature. Now they're married and recently had a baby of their own. Their daughter, Sienna, just turned one. And then here's a picture of the beautiful family.
Oh.
And can you see that on the camera?
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, the wife forgot to tell him they were taking pictures that day because it looked like he came straight from his mechanic job. She's wearing a little nice top, all flowery in the makeup, and the baby's dressed all up and everything. And he looks like an outlet version of what's the guy on the Minions?
Gru. Oh,
Gru. Yeah. Yeah, he looks like an outlet version of Gru.
That's a lovely description of anybody.
But here's the thing. Babies can't meet. And that's all over. I mean, that story is everywhere. It has been picked up, and it's in the New York Post. It's in all of the British tabloids. It's in the New York Times. I mean, it's everywhere. And it says that they first met as babies. Babies cannot meet each other. Babies can't look at the other baby in the hospital and go, "Hi, my name's Sienna. What's yours?" and extend a hand of greeting.
They're just having fun with the language.
I know, and there's too much of that, brother.
The point is, they were in the little ICU thing, whatever. They together.
The NICU.
NICU. They're in there together.
Do they have that in England? Yeah. In their government-controlled healthcare, do they have a NICU?
I knew that was going to be the thing that he isolated was the fact that they. Yeah, I know they didn't meet.
But the language is precious. We can't just throw things around and change it all up. You know what you end up with? Anarchy. That's what. Look at what's going on now. All these pro-terrorist protests and all of this stuff, this anti-Semitism and all this is going on. All that starts with messing with the language.
Right. All that starts with having a little fun with the language.
I bet you every terrorist supporter out there thinks that babies can meet because of the language that they've been indoctrinated with in these crazy universities, i.e. Marxist indoctrination centers. Can the Marxists do come after the language first. That's a proven fact.
Yeah.
Babies can't meet.
TJ, can an adult meet a baby? Is that a thing?
No.
I thought no. I've said the same thing to Meredith.
Right,
I'm on your side then.
And they can't meet dogs either.
Yes.
Listen to Rob fired up this
morning. I know.
Patriot. You're a patriot, Rob.
Good for you.
Love it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Ooh, brothers and sisters, if you're not taking advantage of the Ace and TJ Rewards program, then something's wrong with you. So here's what you need to do. You need to go and get the app. Ace TJ Family App is what it's called. Now, you may have the app for a long time and then still have questions that you have to call Riggins about. Even if you are a part owner of the app and you've been using the app since its beginning, there could be very, very simple problems that pop up on you that you have to call Riggins and ask him about. Like maybe you have to do that yesterday.
Maybe.
Like I had to do. But I can't win any of these cool prizes. So there's a big Mother's Day package that you could win. And don't be making innuendos about moms and packages. I mean, come on. I hear y'all out there.
I don't think anybody else.
Yes, I think I heard it. Okay. I heard it. The signature spa experience package at Hyatt Centric South Park includes upscale overnight accommodations. You hear that, neighbors? Upscale. You can either choose a one-hour massage or facial at Palestra Boutique Spa, which is right next to the Hyatt Centric South Park, the official hotel of the Ace and TJ conglomerate. And then you can take home the customized body polish. That's what you're going to be doing, and a sleeping eye mask. Ooh. But then again, wouldn't, if it's a sleep mask, where else would it go?
Right.
Wouldn't go on your mouth, would it? Mm. Maybe they do. Maybe it's, you know, to get that, what do they call it? The straw mouth? Or like if you're drinking out of a straw, it makes the wrinkles in the corner of your mouth. Maybe they have something you can put on your mouth while you sleep to keep that out. And they also will have a late hotel checkout at 1. So, you know, forget all that stuff about, you know, having to check out of the hotel at 6:30 in the morning. I hate that when hotels do that. It's like, you got to be out of here by 9. Man, I'm not even going to be awake by 11.
It's like
trying to get out of here after I've been on all that Miller Lite all night.
7:45 there. I know. I'm still in this bed. Go away.
Yeah, I don't ever ask for service at a hotel. No cleaning service or anything.
Yeah, I just.
Because I don't want them to find all my guns.
I just like towels. Give me some towels.
I don't even want that. I mean, I bring my own towels. I'll wrap my guns in them is what I do. And then when I get in there, I just lay the guns out on one bed.
Yeah.
You can't be too careful.
You can't.
God. Guns, what? Plural, like you bring guns.
I'm a hitman, Riggins. What else am I gonna do? I got, you know, plumber needs a wrench.
Yeah. One bed for me, one bed for my guns.
He's got guns, plastic tarp laid out.
What's going on?
You know, a paint bucket, the ladder. Yeah. I gotta pretend like I'm working in the building across the street. You know, whatever. No, but really, this is a really good thing. Go get signed up for all of this stuff. Play the rewards in the Ace TJ family app. Get it wherever you get apps.
The Riggins and Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so the NBA playoffs are the top trending topic, and you're either into the NBA or you're not, but I'm just letting you know that the Lakers, LeBron, NBA playoffs, all that kind of stuff is trending. Today is National Picnic Day, so it's supposed to be, it's perfect this week. We have some unbelievable weather. It might be the perfect week to go have a picnic.
Yeah, where we live.
Where we live.
You know, we got a lot of listeners in Alaska, though, so.
That is true.
Don't get them out there.
Yeah, they're ice fishing. Oh. It's spectacular. It's like 70 is the high. Yeah. Sunny.
I'm going to see Kenny Chesney Saturday night, so I'm looking forward to the fact it's like should be great.
Oh, yeah.
Nice weather.
Kenny Chesney's on tour with
Megan Maroney, right?
Yeah, Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker and Megan Maroney?
Somebody else. Maybe Zach Brown, man, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the Bank of America Stadium.
You just screwed me.
What?
My wife's been wanting to go to Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Well, how? What does that have to do with? I mean, if Ace is going, why did
because
she think she needs to go?
Because why couldn't we go? I told you a long time ago I wanted to go.
Oh, did she?
I think.
Well, if it helps, I was invited to go. I didn't buy tickets. I was invited to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
By Kenny?
As far as you know, yes. No, no, just friends of mine that are going.
From Uncle Cracker.
Yeah. The man and I got invited to go. So.
Nice. Well, enjoy
both
that.
Both of you did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody invited Jody.
No, that's all right. I'd say, Jody, nobody invited you, so I would have liked to have gone, too. You think I wouldn't want to go?
Yeah, I mean, if it helps, nobody, it wasn't like I bought tickets or anything. So it's like I just got invited.
Nobody likes you, Jody, be inviting you. We could have both been in there.
You're dragging him down, yeah. Jody.
It is with the Zach Brown Band, by the way.
It is? Okay, so it's going to be a fun show. Zach Brown, Megan Maroney, Uncle Crack.
That's going to be a great show. Rob, I'm sure you are excited. Deadpool and Wolverine, the first trailer, hit the internet yesterday. 8 million views, less than a day. This brings back Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, Hugh Jackman as the original Wolverine, and it's loaded with F-words and sexual innuendos, and I guess that's sort of the trademark of the Deadpool movies. That's correct. This look good, Rob?
Looks very good.
Looks
very
good.
It's going to save the MCU.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree, or I disagree. I have become, since I started living in the suburbs, I have turned into a nosy suburban mom. And I'll tell you why coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Somebody told us last week that their mom, or maybe I saw it on TikTok. Maybe you guys can help me. There was a woman that said her mom got kicked off of Nextdoor, which is like Facebook for neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Her mom got kicked off of Nextdoor because she got into an argument with a guy about dog euthanization. And then she ended up telling the guy, this total stranger, that he should consider euthanizing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about that somewhere?
Yeah.
Was that on the TJ's podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
That is nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
You're a lunatic.
Nextdoor kicked her off the app for like harassment or something. It's like, you're 60 years old, lady, and you're telling some guy to euthanize himself? So weird. But I get the attitude change when you move up into the suburbs. A major change has happened in my life. I used to mind my own business when I lived in the city. Everybody does. You just kind of keep your head down. You go where you go, and nobody messes with you. You disappear in the city. In the suburbs, it's a little bit different. And I have fully become, and I have fully embraced becoming a nosy, a suburban mom of two kids. And that was evidenced yesterday afternoon as I'm sitting around working on some things, doing some emails, and the bus drops off the kids, and they're walking past, and I've got the windows open, and it's a beautiful day outside. And I'm watching these kids, maybe between the ages of 8 and 12, middle school kids, elementary to middle school kids. And they're talking, laughing, heading up to their house. Yep. And then I see what I never thought I would see, something very disturbing. The oldest one in the group with the long hair and the skater t-shirt take a fat rip off a jewel. And I thought, hell no, I am not going to stand for this. I'm going to go find out where he lives. And later on, I'm going to go tell his mother because that's not appropriate. Now, am I going to do that? No. But I thought, this kid is way too young to be taking fat rips in front of like little 8-year-olds. Come on, get it together. It's an attitude change, really, is what's happened.
How old do you think that kid was?
Probably 11 or 12.
Okay.
Real young. Real young, but he was with all these other kids, and, you know, he's the leader of the pack. He's falling out in front, and one kid's on a scooter, and the kid just whips out a... I want the old mate would have held up my jewel and been like, ha, ha, yeah, me and you, brother. What you vaping? What flavors you got? But no more.
So do you think his parents don't know?
I don't know.
I mean, because that would be hard, easy to hide because it doesn't have a, it doesn't get on your clothes and all that.
Yeah, it looks like a little USB stick. Should I go down and tell the mom?
Yeah. Follow him home off the bus tomorrow. Find out where he lives.
We're not done with each other, mister. What's something in your house that would freak people out? We'll find out next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You know those Dyson, the hair thing that all the women want?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Dyson, a curling iron? Is that the best? Or a, I don't know which
flat iron.
It's called an air wrap, but I don't really know what that does. It like curls your hair or something.
Doesn't it
like
pull it into the machine and it curls it for you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that they're like $700 or $500, $700 or something like that.
Yeah, the blow dryers are at least $400, $450.
Not worth
for
it.
For Dyson blow dryer.
But you know how you know you're broke? If you get a Dyson air wrap for your dog. Look at that. Somebody on social media bought a Dyson air wrap for their Cocker Spaniel. And now, in fairness to them, it's gorgeous. I mean, it really did.
It's kind of cool looking on the dog, I have to admit. Yeah,
looks like Fabio.
It does.
Pretty wild.
Looks like a supermodel. But if I walked into somebody's house and I saw them blow drying their dog's hair with a Dyson, I'm going to freak out. So what do you have in your house that might freak people out? I remember growing up, we went over to this guy. He ran a thrift store. And he was a family friend, wiry little fellow, wore overalls. And he said, y'all want to see something crazy? And we said, sure, me and my brother. We went upstairs and looked in his attic, and he had a dead body. I'm not kidding. In a casket. I don't know how he acquired the dead body, but it was the skeletal remains inside an actual casket. And we went downstairs, and we told our parents, and they didn't believe us, and they went up and looked, and it was, in fact, a dead body in a casket.
How did they react once they saw it?
Genuine concern. Same questions, like, how do you acquire something like that, and what's the story? And I don't remember.
Why are you showing it to the kids?
Why are you showing it to the kids? You probably thought it would be cool, and it was cool, but we were a little freaked out.
Well, when my in-laws came to visit at Christmas, I took my ring light, and it's a tripod ring light thing, and set it up at the foot of their bed.
That's fun. Good morning, sleepyhead.
Pretty funny.
So when they came in, they were like, what is that?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's an AC unit.
It's just a light.
I forgot to get that out of here.
No, I left it for them.
So what do you have in your house that might freak people out? At the Ace TJ Show on social media. You can be anonymous if you want to. We'll get your answers next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Ace and TJ Show is sponsored by Richard Takato, homewithrichard.com. He's a mortgage expert. He can help you buy a home, buy your second home, buy your third home in Ace's case, or refinance, or open a home equity line. All it takes is one short phone call, or you can head over to homewithrichard.com. So what do you have in your house that might freak people out? At the Ace TJ Show, if you've got something great. Kimberly said, I've got lots of human and pet ashes. I make memorialized jewelry and keepsakes, so I always have multiple creatures' ashes in the house. That'll freak you out a little bit.
Multiple humans and creatures' ashes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless they're labeled, nobody will even know what they are.
Yeah.
That's true.
You'd have to tell them. Giselle said, I have a 6-foot-tall wolf in the garage. It's a Halloween gift that I have to put out every year. It is definitely creepy. At night, it will definitely, you will definitely mistake it for a serial killer. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. My son's Slappy doll from the old Goosebumps novels. That is old school. That's like a ventriloquist. What do they call it?
Dummy.
A dummy. Yeah. A dummy.
Yeah, that would terrify me.
The doll?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things creep me out. Yeah.
Here's one. Josh has my coffin bookshelf with a 12-foot skeleton and other skulls and skeletons. It's a bookshelf that is made out of a coffin, and it's full of skulls and skeletons.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody likes them.
Why he got that?
I don't know. I mean, the fascination with the dead in your home decor, I don't know. It just, it's not working for me, but...
But it would creep me out. He's right.
Absolutely.
Is it worse to have a fascination with the dead or the undead?
Oh.
The vampires.
The undead.
The undead. What explains our fascination with the undead?
What explains what Rob's on today? What was that, Rob? Oh!
Vampires, really. I mean,
I was like, whoa! It's a thing.
My sister used to be very into vampires.
Oh.
Wow, she, how many did she date?
I don't know. Only one, as far as I know.
How into vampire?
This is before the internet was huge, but there were like chat rooms about vampire stuff, and she was in them, and she found somebody on there.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay. This is the Ace and TJ Show.